Oh, yes. What a week we've had. And with all the graduations and all the ciphering that's been going on, it's just making my head spin. Yeah, we were up in the Atlanta area, and one of the pastors who had retired or just retiring asked me, he said, so how's your congregation doing? And I said, we have become so potent that the enemy is afraid of us. And that is so true. What we lack in numerical representation, we make up for in our potency. And certainly, we do not want to be numbering as David did his people. That is not really this point of our strength. Our point of strength is our commitment to the purpose of God and His directives. And when we do that, we have become just power in the hands of God. And yeah, we will continue to celebrate. It's so there's just such a strange mix when you go to a graduation because it's all solemn. Everybody's dressed up in specific garb. They've got the capes and the stoles and they've got the tassels and they're very distinguished in their degrees and everything they've got and they walk so solemnly to this wonderful music that comes in. And they rehearse the qualifications of the graduates, and then when they call their full name, they come and they describe their degree program, and as they walk across the stage, it becomes a mayhem. People start shouting and screaming and yelling out names and. And some of the candidates, as they go across, acknowledge the crowd and do little dances and things, and it's so like out of character, but yet it truly describes the joy of that point of progression, that point of completion of something that has been required that cost a lot. It was a great investment, and so truly. When a graduate comes to that point of receiving their promotion, it is a time of great joy. It is a time of exuberance. It's a time of realizing a long, maybe struggle, but it always is something that has to be invested in, which costs a lot. And so there is that point of making sure that things are as they should be. And so it is a struggle to discipline yourself to be where you have to be, to fulfill what you have to fulfill. And so it is this point of promotion that marks a significant point of completion. But yet, as was said, it is more than a completion, it is the beginning of a new horizon. It is that point of moving forward. And there's no greater truth understood in this than when we receive our promotion in the spirit. And we are at a point of joy every morning because the new mercies that are given have to do with our promotion. It has to do with our moving forward. It has to do with the fact that you have completed yesterday and now you're ready for today. And so when we wake in the morning, when we come before the Lord, when we stand before Him and say, yes, send me, we are saying, I want what you have prepared for me for this day to meet what you have required of this day. I want to be everything that you have destined me to be. And those things which are scheduled for me to have, I want to activate now according to your will. And so we go into the new day prepared with everything we need. And we trust that. We trust that as we go into the new day with the new mercies, with the new assignments, that all that we have been prepared to be to that point is going to come into alignment. And we are going to be used of God according to his purpose in mighty ways. And so God truly gives us this eternal promotion on a daily basis. And at that time, it is a significant celebration of who we have become and what is lying before us. And so we declare unto God, as David did in Psalm 75, that our horn is the horn of promotion. And let's look at Psalm 75, beginning with verse 5. He says, "Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with stiff, impudent, or being stiff-necked. For promotion, I've lost my place. For promotion, cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth it out of the same. But the dregs, for the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to God of Jacob, to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will be cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted." And amen. So the first thing we need to look at is the identity of what these horns are all about. This is the Hebrew word for Karen. Karen today is kind of a not a good word, not a good label to wear. But that's what this word for horns is all about. It speaks of projecting or setting something out in an idea for others to consider. It can speak of an instrument like the cornet that sounds with a forceful volume. It can also speak of a corner as on the altar of incense that is a strategic turning point for following what the alignment with the Father. And it also speaks of power. And it is this power that we are forcibly walking in as we stand at critical points of decision for our responsibilities as sons of God. So this concept, this admonition to lift not up your horn on high is speaking about looking at who you are, your authority, your forcefulness, the sound of your voice, and speaking in the pride of that understanding. And this is the concept of what the stiff neck speaks of, is having an arrogance that heads for self-promotion. The promotion that David is calling for has to come from the Father, from God himself, because there are all other places where promotion wants to be applied to who we are, to our identity. And our faces are always to be able to be turned towards God. Being a stiff neck would mean that we're not ready to turn. We have set our face on something that has got our attention, that pleases us, that looks profitable for us, and we want that more than anything else. And so we are not willing to turn. We are full of our own expectations. And perhaps this is where we get the expression about tooting your own horn. But it's interesting that the scholars of English, they don't know where the tooting your own horn comes from. They can trace it all the way back to the 15th century, but they don't understand who said it first. I went, excuse me, it's right here. Don't lift up your own horn. Don't be full of your own self to where you are seeking after something that God has not given you. So I'm sure that when we see this, we are seeing we are looking at this word promotion, and it is in league with the concept of the horn. What is the word? What is promotion all about? It is the word room, and it is to be high, to be lifted up on high, to raise, to bring up, to exalt, to being lifted up in a higher point of awareness to what is truly in our own hearts. Where these places that need to be sprinkled by the blood of Christ. What's going on within you? And this is what this promotion is all about. Promotion, as David describes, can come from the east, from the west, and from the south. And all these places really only bring self-promotion. And only the faithfulness to the application of God's principles is what brings out true promotion. And only those who continue to be obedient in their commissioning will keep moving in the service of divine processes. And so this is to be our promotion. Now, God uses the elect, which is, we know, the ekletos, to step forward and serve him in a new way. This is to be serving him in a promotion that he has provided. It is a measure of enhanced authority, which is to be our horn, which is to be our identity, which is to be how we function in the kingdom. It causes us to be forceful in the strategic points of obedience that God has given us to follow through in. And because of our faithfulness to this calling, as we are being intercessors, as we are giving ourselves in prophetic ways before the Lord, and are answering and functioning in his commissioning, we are given a greater authority in our horn. The power that is in us, the forcefulness that we have, this is what's being promoted. It is being lifted up to bring historic progress in the kingdom. Now, it is interesting that all these different points of the compass deliver false promotion or self-promotion. But you notice there's a lack of the north being talked about here. And the north is not mentioned here because perhaps this is where the Bible speaks about the sides of the north is where the congregation meets to worship and rejoice in the midst of God's splendor. And so the provision of the Lord that comes from the north is going to give us that true promotion. The river of life flows through here, and the north signifies that secret place from which the counsel of God is going to come. And so what we receive from the north is going to be from the Father, and we can find that promotion that comes from his throne of grace. It is going to be presented as a cup of red wine. And I thought that was just very symbolic of the fact of God's judgment and burning. And that redness, that wine is talking about how there is that process of becoming potent, of becoming fermented. For the son, it becomes that point of anticipation of what God is going to show us. But for the wicked are those who are looking to undermine what God is trying to set and to do. In verse 8 here, it says, For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. So the dregs of this mixture are not going to be pleasant for the wicked. The wicked are those who do not want to be confronted with their shortcomings, with their failure to move according to God's purpose. They are caught up in self-promotion. They want their things, and they don't want to give them up. They don't want to have that pointed out. And so every time God pours out this judgment and burning, every time the saints receive what God has for them to advance them, the wicked are drinking bitterness. And so along with David, we sing praises to God of Jacob, the God of Jacob, but the wicked, those who are stiff-necked, those who are lifting up their own horn, they see it as an offense. They see it as an interference in their path of choice, where they see themselves moving forward and gaining. And so what God does is, in his pouring out, it actually takes away from their gaining. It takes away from the glory of what they thought they had. It takes away from their power and their authority, because what they're seeing is it's not satisfying. There's disappointment. There is a lack of fulfillment. And no matter how hard people try in their own heart, there comes up empty. And you know, the sad thing is we see this not just in worldly people, but we see this in people who are professing their belief in the Lord, and yet they're still focused on the East, West, and South promotions. And there's where their heart goes. So we have to guard our sources of supply. These supplies are going to be easily gotten. They're going to be flowing readily into our lives, and we have to be able to discern where God has placed us and have our eyes fixed on his work, on his design, on his calling upon us. We look at verse 10. He says, all the horns of the wicked also will be cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Now, horns, of course, is really talking about the people making their own path, the people who are taking what is come easy for them and who are moving forward will not be fulfilled. But it is the path of the righteous that are going to be exalted. And this exaltation speaks about being raised up. This is that word room. And we have to receive our power from the north. And this was what God is calling us to walk with him on. This authority that comes from him, this promotion that comes from him, this exuberance, this dynamic expression of our relationship with him. And as we were talking this morning about Paul, I mean, though he was stoned and left for dead, he got up, and you can just almost see him going, oh, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was back here in the temple we were teaching. So he goes back in and picks up where he left off. I mean, his miraculous relationship with the Father was a promotion of his horn, of his power, of how he moved forward in a mighty way in what God had given him to do. So we who have received our power from the north are going to walk in a dynamic way. And we can expect for God to place us in places that we have to be this. we have to have this horn, because there are going to be those who will oppose us. And if we don't have this dynamic relationship with the Father, then we are going to be persuaded not to go there. It was Paul who was prophesied over, and he had his hands bound. And they said, if you go to Rome, this is what's going to happen to you. And he says, okay, the Lord's sending me here. Where am I else I'm going to go? Where else is my promotion going to lead me? If this is not my horn, then I have nothing. Then I am taking something from the east, west, or south. We have to know that as we progress forward, it is going to be in those places where we're going to have to trust God, no matter how much it might hurt. In our relationships, in our positioning, and in those who look on us, what are they going to think? How are they going to react? How will they respond once they realize what our horn is, okay? Our promotion is sure when we are saying to the Lord, yes, whatever you want, I am ready to move with you. I am moving my face to where your face is pointed. I am making that decision, and I am going to go forward in this promotion. So Hannah, remember her name means grace, was praying for a child. And she promised God that if he would give her a son, that he would give him, as the scripture says, loan him back to her, to him. He would always be her son, but he was on loan. He was given to the Lord. And the Lord heard her prayer and gave her a son that she named Samuel. In 1 Samuel 2, we have her response. And this is awesome. Begin with verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. My horn is exalted. Her promotion, her exuberance, her joy, her absolute delight was in the fact that her horn had been lifted up. Her pathway, her energy, who she was, her identity in the Lord was now lifted up and exalted. This is her promotion. In the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in my salvation. Whatever she was experiencing in her family, they were not about her value. And so when her mouth was enlarged, this speaks of that promotion where she became that forceful voice on behalf of what God was doing. She was testifying through her giving of her son to the temple. And as she did, this was her prayer. In verse 2, she said, there is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Her horn is being exalted here. Her faithfulness to the Father is being lifted up and is giving her a new vision. It's giving her that joy of partnering with the Father for something historic. Now, did she realize this was a historic occasion? Did she realize that Samuel was going to be the one to change the complexion of Israel? She probably had a thought like that, being that she was dedicating her son to the Lord and giving him to the temple to Eli so that he would be trained in the ways of the Father. But she had kept her vow. And her rejoicing was more in the fact that God had come through and that she was able to partner with him. And this speaks of her deliverance and her promotion in becoming someone who had purpose in the kingdom, had purpose in the plan of God, who was going to participate with the Father and the fact that she continued to minister to Samuel, even though he was under the care of Eli. And from this point on, she became that historical figure that earned her a place in the scriptures. Make no mistake, God is using you in a historical way. Your intercession, your involvement in the work that He has called you to do is going to be historical, or is historical. It is something that is changing the complexion of the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. This is the promotion. This is being lifted up to a higher measure of responsibility. And as Vicki was saying this morning, to partner with the angelic, to put us in a place where the angelic can partner with us, where they see us in harmony, in relationship with the Father. And in that relationship, they are able then to partner with us and still be in the right place for what God's assigned them to do. That's an amazing thing. That is a historic thing. That is a beyond our imagination thing. It is bigger than we've ever thought. God is building up your authority to be at a higher level of attention for what's going on, not only around you, but in your heart. It is the steering wheel of your heart that allows you to respond and navigate through what God has allowed you to be placed where He has placed you. And this is where we receive His cup. This is where we drink His mixture that He has given us, because that mixture is meant to bring us to a place where we are advancing in our relationship with Him. We are overcoming those things that used to rule our lives, those things that were iniquities for us. And so we are able to have the power to overcome and to not let those things from the east, the west, and the south to bring in adverse, easy scenarios that take us off the track of what God has called us to be. And so God's judgment and burning is that wine that produces a bitterness in those who are not looking to receive from the Father. They hear His voice. They have an understanding, but they are not willing to obey. They've got their design. They've got their understanding. They've got their tradition, and that's what they want to maintain, because it serves them. It serves them in a false promotion, a self-promotion. David again describes the source of his strength in 2 Samuel 22, 2 through 4. And he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in Him will I trust. He is my shield and my horn of salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from mine enemies." His high tower is His horn of salvation. He was brought to a higher level of vision, of seeing God's purpose, of seeing God's hand move, of understanding the authority that he was under. And so when he was led by the enemy from the east or the west, maybe the south, to count to the number of the people, that was something that was satisfying a desire that was going to bring promotion, some sort of assurance, some sort of satisfaction in what he would understand. And so he missed the warning. He missed the northern input to not number the people, to trust God, to let the Father have the authority over his life. And so He was a man after God's heart. So when he realized his sin, he was about repentance. He was about taking responsibility for what he had done. And so this song, or this praise here in the second chapter, 2 Samuel, is declaring God's authority, or God's horn. God has a horn. God is the one who is moving in an authority and in power, and with a very forceful way, declaring his goodness. And it's in a way that if we are even half listening, we can't miss. This is what we have been progressing in over the years. We have been hearing this horn of God. It's just not a, but it is truly his nature. It is truly his will, his love, his desire, his creative motivation, his passion for us as individuals. I thank God daily for his passion for me, because without his love for me, I would have been gone many times. God had a purpose for me, and he was loving on me and saying, learn this, receive this, understand this, move in this, become truly promoted in this. Don't rely on your own understanding, but move forward in what I am showing you. And so I am saying yes daily to the Lord. Yes, today is the day I will move in these new mercies. Today is the day I will employ what you have given me and what is about to be given to me, what you are providing for me that's new and fresh. God has given us this position so we can speak his mysteries that will bring his horn of promotion to those who listen. We are being lifted up to a higher point of attention to what is truly in men's hearts. So we're speaking life into people's hearts, into their wheelhouse of how they are moving in the kingdom. And so they are going to be able to overcome anything that has come from the east and the west and the south. They have been promoted, and they are being even more encouraged as we continue to demonstrate our horn to them. And this is what is being promised there. Our horn will be increased. So what is happening with you right now? You have to know that it is historical. Not hysterical, but historical. It is something that is going to make a difference. It is something that God is using to change the atmosphere. It's changing what is around us, and we are bringing truly light to the darkness. So our horn of promotion is forming that prophetic declaration of the end days. You are historically responsible for what God has been prophesying is going to happen to the end days. We have to take courage in that. We have to be rejoicing in that. And we have to be loving God for what he is doing through us. And we give great thanksgiving for that. So this throne of grace is translated into the throne, or the table of grace around which we are taking communion this morning. We are literally celebrating a point of promotion for each of us that took place this morning. It's a day-by-day promotion. It's not like we have to achieve this. We have to go here. We have to go there. We have to turn this in. We have to turn that in. It is a daily promotion. God looks and he says, there's new mercies. You're promoted into functioning in this new mercy. This is where you are now. and your horn will be multiplied. So we are realizing that this cup of the blood, our empowerment, is a point of moving in a greater measure of our maturity, is a point of moving in a promotion that God has prepared for us from the foundation of the world. And so our thanksgiving and praise is for what God has been doing to this point and for what he has prepared us to move forward in this point of promotion. It is in this promotion that we submit our horn, our authority, our power for what God has planned for us in partnership with him. We say, Lord, this is yours, and I'm going to use it for you. I'm laying this on the altar. And we say yes to whatever he is calling us to do from the north. Amen. And so the significance of our bitter sop cancels all other input that only leads to bitterness. We are rejecting anything from the north, from the south, east, and west. That's the south, east, and west. I get it right. But this is our promotion of grace this morning. It's our fresh vision of our partnership with the Father. It is receiving his promotion through his new mercies. It is taking the things that he has provided as strategies for our daily approach to what he has assigned us to do. And what he has given us to do is greater than the day before. It's always more, and we need to prepare ourselves to function in a greater measure to receive that daily promotion. This is the whole table of grace for our promotion of who we are in the kingdom of God. This is our horn. This is our promotion this morning. So as we gather around the table, as we take these emblems, I want to pronounce over us this point of promotion. And so if you would dip in the bitter sop and then take the bread and the cup and hold it till we could all drink together. Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's go ahead and do that, and then we will take it together. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together around your table of grace, to know your heart for us. Your horn for us is mighty, and you desire us to partner with you in such tremendous ways. And so we come, Father, to say yes. We come to receive from you this promotion of who we are, so that we are truly those who speak mightily, who are able to stand in alignment with you no matter what is going on around us. We thank you for this bread as the body of Christ, who demonstrated this promotion, who demonstrated this vision that you gave him, a higher vision that was beyond the sacrifice that was required of him. He gave himself willingly and freely. So, Father, we give ourselves willingly and freely. We accept this promotion. And we reject anything that comes from any other direction but from you. We take this now together, the body of Christ. And, Father, we have before us the cup, the juice of the grape, symbolizing the blood, a sprinkling that touches those places that need to be changed. And so, Father, we say yes to this cup, and we rejoice in it, that it is the empowerment for us to move forward in our promotion. move forward as a great horn in mighty ways to declare your goodness, to declare your purpose, to declare the things that are to come. We thank you for this cup. And we rejoice in our ability to take it as from you, in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name in all things, Father. We are so dependent upon what you give us in all things, and we want nothing else. May our words declare your goodness. May our words declare your purpose. May our words declare what you have prepared us to be and to do. And so I speak promotion over this house. I speak promotion over each saint. I speak a multiplication of the horn of each of us, that we would be lifted up into that place of great authority, of great power, that you have assigned us to be and to do. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.